Hi, how you doing, Chris Mark? I want to welcome you to Upcoming Discs. How you doing?
Great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and saw the film Kill Order, in which you play David. And David's kind of a unique character. He's got these kind of hidden talents and abilities, and he's the subject of some kind of experimentation. And there's a lot of martial arts work. It's a pretty intense film. So can you tell me a little bit about how you approach David?
Yeah, so after I read the script and kind of tried to understand the character of David, like you said, he has these superhuman abilities, and I thought, you know, it's really important to try to portray those as best as I can, you know, mm-hmm. even with the visual and special effects that he's going to have when he's punching people with energy blocks, such like that,
right.
to show kind of like an athleticism and a strength that could be believable to the audience. But he's a very interesting character. Like, he's kind of a dual personality. Like, he has this one side, David, who's kind of an innocent kid that doesn't really know his place in the world.
Uh-huh.
Very shy and awkward. And then the other side is that trained killer.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you get to play both of them together at times. I mean, there's some scenes where the two of you were both on screen, so obviously you're playing two different characters. Can you tell me the process that you used to do that? Was that split screen, or was that some other method?
Yeah, that was pretty much a locked-off shot.
Mm-hmm.
I shot the one side talking to pretty much nothing, and then I shot the other side, and then they composited the shot, so it looked like I'm essentially talking to myself.
Right. Now, you also have, at times, this character has this unique kind of blue glow in your eye. Was that CGI, or was that some kind of a contact lens?
Yeah, so for the blue eyes, we did have a pair of contacts.
Okay.
For my eyes, but we also knew that we wanted to enhance them a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a element of CGI that made them glow, just like when he first turns into as what we call blue David. We wanted
right.
to really emphasize that energy that's kind of like swirling within him. Because at that time, when he turns into Blue David, that's when he is really harnessing that extra spirit energy that he can use to, you know, move faster, jump higher, hit stronger.
Right. And energy is perfect way to describe this character. It's a very energetic character. So there must have been a whole lot of planning and training and such for this character. Can you tell me how you got yourself in shape to be able to go through all this?
Yeah, so I've been doing martial arts for over 17 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But this character specifically, and for this movie, I wanted to make sure that I was at a level where I could really portray like the strength and athleticism that he had. So I was training 4 days a week for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
doing different sorts of disciplines, working on some acrobatic stuff as well, as that's featured in the film.
Right.
And just really strengthening my body too, because when I read the script and saw how much punishment his character takes,
yes.
I was like, wow, okay, this is going to hurt. So I got to make sure I'm strong and, you know, not get injured, because that's one of the big concerns when you're filming an action movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something goes wrong, that you're injured, and then, you know, you can't perform. You know, there's a halt something.
Right. And, you know, taking that in mind, you have a history, and your background is in stunt performing. So when you approach this role, now being the main character, so it's important, you know, that if you get hurt, it does affect the production. Did you end up relying on some other stunt performers, or did you just stick with what you know and do most of it yourself?
Yeah, like, because I have a background in stunts, like, I'm very, you know, comfortable and confident to do a lot of these gags. Like, I've done them before. In this movie,
yeah.
I specifically wanted to do every fall, everything. Even if my brother, who was the director,
right.
didn't want me to do it. Like, I'd like to say, like, yeah, I did absolutely every single stunt in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a really amazing stunt team
right.
that would set up these gags, like the picnic table gag, for example. I had that gag and all the other stunts rehearsed by other members on our team, so someone that's like my same height, same size.
Right.
And they would pretty much work out the movement, the amount of pull or the amount of pressure they're putting on the wire
mm-hmm.
to make sure, you know, everything's lining up. So if you take away those factors,
yeah.
like the where you're just trying to figure it out, that's usually the time people get hurt, is when you're trying to figure it out and you overshoot or you miscalculate something.
Sure.
So by the time I stepped into the gag to practice it, it was dialed in with another performer. And I watched it, and I go, okay. And he's like, yeah, do this and this and this. I said, okay. And then I do it on the Mac. Like that picnic table gag, I literally rehearsed it
right,
like 10 minutes before we shot it.
Wow.
He put me on the wire. We put some mats up to the same level as the picnic table. I did that little foot move a couple times on the wire. We had one picnic table, like, all right, throw it in. One take, one shot. And because of all that pre-planning and pre-work, you know, we were able to just do it first try and nail it. Uh-huh. That's like the iconic stunt, I would say, in the movie.
Yeah, it is.
Smashing through that thing. Yeah.
Well, and that must have created a little bit of conflict in you. There's that stuntman wanting to do it all, and then there's that having to understand this time that an injury to you would hurt the production. Was that difficult for you to deal with, or were you able to play the part you need to play?
I do remember, like, even right before I did that gag, I was thinking in my head, wow, geez, like, my brother's crazy for letting me do this.
Right.
Right before I did it. But I was confident, like, in the moves, and I do understand the other stuff as well.
If right.
If something were to happen. But I trust, like, 100% the team we were working with, and
sure.
I trust the performers that kind of, like, pre-rehearsed all these stunts mm-hmm. for me. It wasn't that big of a factor for me. And that was another thing. We wanted to show, like, this main character, like, doing all these stunts.
Right.
And I had a lot of people say, it's so weird, like, seeing the lead, like, get thrown into picnic tables.
Exactly.
Wall. Like, it's just, that's the guy actually doing it, right?
We yeah.
really wanted to create that feeling as well, right? And bring
mm-hmm.
something different to the table with that.
Well, also the film at the very end seems to suggest that there's more of a story to tell here, like a phase two about Ready to Begin. Is that something you guys are talking about, or is that something for down the road?
It's definitely something we're talking about, but not, I wouldn't say it's the next project. Like, we're planning to film a project again this year, but it's something down the road that we hope to do, because we think it'd be really interesting. The way it was left open, and especially with David's character, it's kind of like...
Exactly.
Wondering what is he gonna do? Like, what is he gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's two sides of him still that kind of merged into one.
Right.
But
and now we want to see what that character is gonna do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's gonna be pushed to one side, he's pushed to the other side. He's gonna have to make a choice.
Well, finally, what I want to ask you is, you've spoken about this a couple times, is your brother being the writer and director of the film. What are the pros and cons of that as an actor?
The pros is I've worked with him for years. Like, we've ran a martial arts entertainment company for years. We have the same goals in terms
yeah.
of we want to create our own action, our own film.
Right.
Him being on the director side, me being on the actor side. So knowing our roles and our goals, and me knowing him so well and his vision, it was easy to work together to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
But being brothers and having history, there's times, of course, where there was some clashing. And it wasn't like from a negative, it was more from like my breath being, having a lot of faith in me and thinking that, you know, I might be a little stronger or tougher than
right.
I am, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, having such a high expectation of myself, when at times there might have been times for, like, I need, like, a little break, and this and that.
Right.
But, yeah, and, like, even things like if I'm fighting other performers, he wants the best action, we want the best shot, so he'll tell them, like, you know, hit Chris harder, you know, harder, things like that. He's my brother telling the first scene, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Little things like that, but
mm-hmm.
they just came up, little things here and there. Overall, it was a really smooth process and fun to do.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and Kill Order is going to be coming out in DVD very soon, so a lot of people are going to get a chance to see it. And so what is that next project you have coming?
Another martial arts sci-fi project, actually. I can't really say too much
okay.
about it. We're looking to film it in May, but it's totally unrelated to... Kill Order, but it will be heavy martial arts fight scene action like you would see in Kill Order. Kill Order, but yeah, probably taken to a whole other level.
Well, obviously you're going to play to your strengths. I mean, that's what good actors and good filmmakers do.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for taking the time for joining us at Upcoming Dis. I wish you luck with the next project, and hopefully we'll see more Kill Order down the road.
Great. Thanks so much.